I mean, they just absolutely overwhelmed us off our misses first. I thought we started the half getting okay looks. You know, four of the looks were from three, but those were the appropriate looks. This team really protects the paint and the rim. If you knock down two or three of those, maybe you get them to blink a little bit, but we missed those, and then they're just running it down our gut. And then from that point, it became either transition offensive rebounding or matchup-based, where they just attacked us. In off of some of those matchups, and Banchero was great tonight. That's an understatement, but he forced a lot of different things out of our defense, and you know we need to shore that up, and we will get better with that. And offensively, you know, we have to trust some of the things that we've been working on in preseason. It's looked a lot different than this. Obviously, that's a very good defense. That's a top five defense. They're very active, long, so you have to trust. You know, what we do even more.
All right, that was Eric Spoelstra pretty much saying, hey, man, don't read too much into this. Yeah, we got kicked around pretty good. But listen, it's no secret. Pat Riley has said this, so it's nothing new from a big mouth in the morning. Jimmy Butler can't go 1-for-8 for 3 points and Bam 1-for-5. I know it's more disappointing the fact that Jimmy Butler had 3 points or Bam only took 5 shots. 1-for-13 between them, 2 field goals and 12 points. Most of them just shooting free throws. And out-rebounded, 57-41. Field goal percentage, I think it was a tad under 39%. It was, they got kicked around that third quarter, 39-18, and you could leave. Matter of fact, looked like some of the players did checked out, even stayed around us. Apparently, they stayed around, watched the whole ceremony for Pat Riley and forgot to, like, man, this is really cool. Oh, shoot, it's too late. You just kicked our butt in the third quarter.
Yeah, after that half an hour halftime, they thought the game was over. But, no, to answer your question, which one was more concerning, I mean, Jimmy Butler was, like, a no-show. Out there. At least Bam. Like, Bam plays his ass off every night. Like, you never have to worry about him.
Jimmy Butler had a dunk.
It was a complete
Tyler
no
Hero
show.
fed him an alley-oop, and that was it for his. And but I thought, maybe that'll get him going.
Guy at that level, to have that little of an impact on a game is crazy. And the more concerning part is I thought that he was going to come out incredibly motivated. We talked about it all offseason, all the stuff that's gone on. It just felt like he was going to come out and really have something to prove. Yeah. And it's a very concerning start for him. And it would be one thing if he had a bad shooting night, Joe. But he just was not engaged in that game whatsoever. He was a non-factor.
So the national guys have talked about the Jimmy that doesn't play games at all and the Jimmy that does play and sometimes doesn't seem to be really into the games. That's not for me, by the way. That's watching the NBA show on ESPN with all those former players saying he just doesn't look like he's always into it. Now, we know he went through some personal stuff. He lost his father, all the stuff that's come out in Netflix and apparently everybody knew about. And that's not easy. It's not easy. Lost my mother, never an easy situation. I get it. And then you got to come right back and you go back to work and you know, players go through the same stuff, and it's not easy if you're close to them. But, man, Jimmy, everything that's been said and done, I just thought. And by the way, Jimmy Butler, it's funny all the things, and he's all over the board now. Don't get me wrong, but Jimmy Butler's the guy that says I know when to pick and choose, and when my team needs me, and when I need to take games over. Now I know that was a playoff thing when he used to say that, and I know when my team really needs me to have a huge game. But that goes back to the importance, and you got to play better at home. They were 22-19 at home last year, not good enough, man. That's how you end up being a 7 or 8 seed in that play-in. You go 22-19. You can't have a better road record than home record. And they did. Hell, they had a great 24-17 on the road. Great. But all those numbers last night. And it's just got to start with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. It's got to start with them. So really, really frustrating. Nobody can defend it. You just can't. You can't defend it. And I know some people are going to say, because this, I always get this, and I've seen it with the Dolphins where they'll hear I say something, and they're usually nice about it, and they'll say, hey, I just want to let you know, and then they give me their take on it. And there's no other take on this one. There's nothing. Well, our starting five, really, you know, Joe, you heard it during preseason. They haven't played a lot together, you know. This is kind of first time that five has been together and healthy, and I don't know. But that wasn't the start. I understand there's 81 games left, but, boy, that was not the start. You're looking, especially, man, a Pat Riley night, and you're out there, and then you come out, and you just get right after the Pat Riley ceremony, and you get your ass kicked in the third quarter every way possible. And I know they get after it defensively, and Crotty and Eric did a nice job of talking about that last night and making you aware of how good they are. And they're a long team, three guys in the starting lineup, 6'10". Hell, that's a big team. I get it. And talented. But Ben Carroll, last night, 33 points, 11 rebounds. Clearly the best player in that game. All right, so we've got that going on. We also had Tua Tagovailoa back out on the football field, man. Everybody excited. You know, I'm like, great. I'm glad he's back out there. I expected everybody was going to be jacked up after the quarterback play here. Has not been very good. Nobody's fault, man. A lot of guys getting here for the first time, and a lot of guys just can't run the Tua Tagovailoa offense. They can't. We've seen it in the passing game. So nobody's more excited. And I'm guessing they are the top two cheerleaders out there. It's got to be Waddle and Hill to get them back and have them guy throwing them and going back and throwing some of the routes that they've had great success with. And, hey, man, Cardinals, they're one game below 500. I don't think they're a very good team. Got a lot of holes. You know, they've got injuries, too. I think they lost their best pass rusher in this last game. You got to take care, and they got an athletic quarterback, but, I mean, you got to beat the Cardinals. What'd they win, a 17-15 game against the Chargers last game? So you got to win these four of these next five. You got Cardinals, you go to Buffalo, then you go out to play the Rams, and then you could come home for 2 weeks and listen to who you have while you're home. You've got the Raiders and the Patriots. You have got to get those games. And hopefully you got this thing running, both not just the running game, but the passing game. And here we go. So we'll see. I don't know what to expect. You know, people, hey, last night, what do you expect? I have no idea. I said Tua back should be, you know, Tua not coming back just to hand the ball off. Tua's coming back to get the passing game going. He got paid a lot of money to get the passing game going, and we've seen the games that he can have, especially against teams like this. I wish he could have played the whole way through. I thought it would have been really interesting to play, see what would have happened, although the offensive line has played a lot better the last couple of weeks, and they're healthy. Same five been playing, and that's a big plus, too. Kim Bocamper's going to be joining us here in this 8 o'clock hour. He's finishing up some stuff, and he'll be down here, and we'll get into a lot of different things. By the way, C.J. Beathard is on the practice squad. I guess he was released from the Jags. I think he was injured and released, and so C.J. Beathard was out in San Francisco when Mike was out there, and so they know each other, and so we got our fifth quarterback. I don't even know who's healthy. I was doing my board last night. I'm not sure. Like, Skyler, is it the ribs still real bad? Tyler Huntley, I'm guessing, is out with that shoulder. Is it Tim Boyle going to be the backup, or do they just go?
Well, it can't be Skyler anymore, right? They told you what they think of him.
No. I think he's
clear on that.
I think he's still. Well, yeah.
So what?
They were disappointed in his play, but he's been.
If Tua goes down again, it's over. So
yeah,
it's
not
just
good. Yes, I agree. Before I get into everything, yeah. Yes.
You're naming off quarterbacks. We don't even know who's on the
team
anymore.
Well, that's the problem. Anytime we're talking about practice squad guys and we're talking about guys that are out of football, not even on practice squad, it's probably not an ideal situation knowing that other teams are kind of going through the same thing right now. So, yeah, you're right. Thanks for stopping me. Doesn't matter. It's just weird. We've had five quarterbacks we've had to sign now, from practice squad to active. That's a crazy, crazy number. We've got to get all caught up. We do have a lot of stuff, and Brian Baldinger will also join us start the 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot of news, and we got the trade deadline coming up here, November. I'm going to say November 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And got to see what's going to happen. And we got a lot of great stories out there. No better story than the one you beat up on me yesterday, Woody. The Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry story is that.
I didn't mean to second guess on that one, but or play the result, I think is what you told me I was doing, right?
Well, I know Dallas is going through, a lot of other teams are getting, heat for not taking them, but.
Well, yeah, they should. What other guy is that level of a game changer?
I don't need you. I already heard you yesterday.
I don't know. Justin Jefferson or something?
I was cracking up because Lamar came out and said, first of all, I think Derek says to Lamar's got a chance to break his rushing record for quarterback, which is over 1,000 yards. I think Lamar said Derrick Henry's got a chance to break the record for yards in a season. If Derrick Henry goes for 2,000 yards and Lamar Jackson runs for over 1,000, which, by the way, he is easy pace on that number right now, and obviously can run if he's healthy. He can run for 50 easily every game. Lamar Jackson is that good a runner, and now the fact that you got to make the business decision on the other guy who's so good, Lamar must just be cracking up on all the yards he can get. Can you imagine a quarterback and a running back having even close to 3,000 yards between them rushing? That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's not, though, because you kind of figured this was going to be the case with that team, right?
I did.
You didn't think Derrick Henry was going to be good there?
No, I didn't know he's going to be this good. No, I didn't. I didn't know he's going to be having 1,000 yards after the next game. I did not know that after 7 or 8 games. I mean, you're talking an hour playing
extra game. You're not supposed to tackle him late in the game, right? Business decisions, is that what you call it?
I just saw a guy who they just played. There were two defensive backs. He caught the ball at the 10-yard line out in the flats.
Yeah, they don't want to get in front of him. But that's in the last few games, though, like with Baltimore. He gets the ball late in the game. He's running up the sideline. Yeah, why would you want to step in front of that guy?
I don't know if a lot of guys can catch him. He's running.
No, he is still really fast.
He's running 21 miles an hour. I'm not sure we got our wide receivers. Haven't run 21 miles an hour in a long time.
Where does he rank in the all-time scheme, as far as running backs? That combination of speed and power, I personally have never seen that. I know you go way farther back than I do, but I can't ever remember. I know Adrian Peterson in his prime was ridiculous.
Let me just say this. He is a Hall of Fame running back.
Well, yeah. But we've just never seen that combination, right, of speed and power.
There's been some great – no, he's unique. He is super unique.
And he's durable as hell, too.
And he's durable. No question. Good call.
He does most of the dishing.
Excellent call. For all those carries he took when Nick Saban abused him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he had some record amount of carries, it hasn't affected him at all. And by the way, do you see how he takes care of his body, the amount of money he puts for food? He's on that. He eats once a day. He's on that. What's that thing called? That my son does it, too. He eats once a day.
Keto? Paleo?
No, it's some...
Atkins?
It's some...
Intermittent fasting?
Yeah, that. They're all doing that now. So my son started doing that a couple years ago, and I'm like, I need to eat three... I don't know, Woody, about you, but I'm hungry about every 5 or 6 hours.
The problem is, if I miss lunch, I'll make up for it at dinner. I don't do the I'll just have one meal.
Well, no. He gets after dinner pretty good. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, that works out for him.
We got to go. Yeah, the kid looks great and he works out and we're playing tennis. He hadn't had anything to eat in a day, and I'm like, damn, aren't you lightheaded or something? Hey, right now I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about a guy that offers great service. 35 years giving great service to everybody when it comes to needing to get something approved, needing first-time home buyers, fixed rates in the fives right now. He's got a great program for you to take care of you. reverse mortgage is one of the most popular for folks 62 and older. If you are 62 or older and you got a lot of equity in your home and you really need it, this reverse mortgage was absolutely perfect for you. And Michael Kotze can do them in half the time of the banks and get you taken care of. If you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. And, hey, listen, you're looking for the best rate. You're looking to get approved quickly for a second mortgage, get some equity out of your home for whatever reason. This is what Michael Kotze does. Or just looking to buy a home, Michael Kotze is great and can take care of it for you and really help you out. For condo owners right now that have seen interest rates and higher insurance rates and HOA fees and everything else go up to the point now, you're going, oh my God, I thought I was going to be able to retire and look at the ocean every day. Now I'm not so sure. Michael Kotze can really turn things around, especially if you've run the credit card debt up 28, 30%. And it's getting where it's way over your head. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress for you. He does a lot of great things. I'm Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He has no life. He's always working. 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
All right, it is time for your weather report brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees at the moment, and it is possibly raining where you're at. It is possibly not, but here you go.
That's
Joe.
Way to cover your ass right there, brother.
You know it, bro. I'm learning as we go here.
Can be nice and day, but be good. Raining over you in Broward, west or east.
I am just waiting on the go-ahead here, Joe, to give these heat tickets away. We got Heat Knicks.
Well, let's do it.
You want to do it now?
You have something?
I actually do.
How many points did Jimmy Butler have last night?
Caller number three in honor of Jimmy Butler.
No, are you serious?
I don't care.
I just wonder, and Spo did a pretty good job last night of like, oh, they just, you know, the great defensive team and they were this and that. And I'm like, Spo, whatever you say, man, I get it. It's a long season. But 1 for 8, 3 points. Especially when you're trying to get a new contract. Now, I mean, they're saying he's going to opt out now.
But it was a brutal 1 for 8, though. It was a, I don't want to play. Like, I'm not involved in this. I'm not engaged 1 for 8. Like, it was very disappointing. I thought he was going to come out just, I don't know, on a vengeance. But maybe that's just not in his regular season DNA.
Maybe the defense was just that good. Maybe it was the best in the NBA last night. It was that kind of effort.
Yeah. Franz and Hans and whoever else they threw at him, yeah.
The brothers and anybody 6'10 made it tough on him last night.
Sure.
But now we don't want to do this. See, then we're the Knicks game.
Yeah.
We'll beat
Charlotte.
No,
don't
we want to do something different?
We have Charlotte and Detroit.
I know, but do you really want to do the one field goal and then the 3 points?
You mean caller number three?
Yeah.
No, I was going to do a trivia question.
Why don't you do a trivia? No. Let's do a trivia question. I'm not lying. Seeing they're already lighting up and
they are. But here's the problem though. Is that now we should probably push this now because these people are going to ask, what's the question?
Do you have one?
I do, but I don't. I think we're screwed here.
No. Go ahead and do it. See, you can switch. You can do whatever you want. Woody, they're not going to like you anyway, so go ahead.
Why is that?
No, I'm just saying they're not going to like. Well, a lot of people don't like us.
Okay.
You think everybody likes you?
No, but you were talking about like, oh, they're not going to like you anyway. Like,
well, I mean, there's people
kind of insulting.
There's going to be somebody that calls the boss over this. So go ahead and switch it. I want to see how that goes.
Calls who?
Calls your boss to say he switched the game up for the two tickets.
Good luck.
Good luck getting a hold of your boss. Don't worry, he's still asleep. You think he knows the boss in here today? Probably ought to just drop in. Anyway, what are you thinking, Woody? Go ahead and let's do it.
All right, I was thinking, Joe.
We got a lot of stuff going on, man. The Pat Riley court, the Florida State, Miami, this Cam Ward thing doesn't get enough. Just, my God. This is the best show we've had around here. Well, offensively, I don't know if they've ever had a better offense, ever.
You're changing the subject.
No, no. What do you want to do on this thing?
Let's go with the all-time leader in steals for the Miami Heat.
Oh, that's a good one.
All-time leader in steals.
Can I try?
After we do it, sure.
All right. All right, good. Let's do that. We got a lot of stuff. Still got a lot of football stuff that we need to get to here today. And I do want to say this, that Saturday night, Florida State, Miami. Miami's favored by a bunch, for whatever that means, because they've had a bunch of point spreads. They were favored by a lot against a lot of teams, and they've all come down to the wire. But this Cam Ward show is unbelievable. It's so funny to hear, like, people in the business talking about him. Did you see the throw he made? Yes. How many guys make that? I don't know, man. And he runs just enough. He could run more. He loves to stay behind the line of scrimmage, though. Unless he catches you man-to-man, everybody's got their back turned to him, he will run from third and long and get the first down. But his throws that he's making, every part of the field, and when you spread everything out, you try to figure out how to stop the three and four wide receivers and the tight end, then all of a sudden he starts running the football, and that opens up for a couple hundred yards. The offense is so good. It's changing the way other offenses are playing that can't score, that aren't as talented, that they're taking more chances. This is not by accident. We've seen a fake field goal and a fake punt. All these things, whether they work or not, and all these trick plays. This is what you're going to see, because everybody thinks they have to take chances because they can't match up with what this offense does. Even when the defense is giving up big plays, splash plays, when they're giving up special teams, making bad plays on special teams, the big insurance plan is Cam Ward and how good they are offensively and how quickly they can score. We don't talk about a lot of 10, 11, 12-yard drives. Just, he's great, man. I got to tell you, he is so much better than I thought he was going to be. Woody, you think he's going to be this good?
I thought he was going to be really good, but this is next-level stuff.
By the way, the mistakes he makes, I expected him to make because I was told that he does some of this stuff. He throws... Yeah. He believes he can make throws.
Dude, Patrick Mahomes makes mistakes, but it matters how you react to them, right? Isn't that
correct.
The big deal?
Like, yes.
You don't mope around and hang your head.
He takes a mistake and throws two quick touchdowns.
You realize how quickly they gave up a 14-point lead on the road?
Yeah,
a minute and 20 seconds or something.
And it was tied up.
And they didn't blink, man. That's pretty impressive to do that. By the way, we had a winner. Congratulations to Kyle.
Do I get to try this?
You can. Go ahead.
Dwayne.
You got it. Good job.
It was?
Yeah.
He had that, was that red suit on or that red outfit on last night?
A sweater of sorts?
Yeah.
Don't make fun of his
I like D-Way.
Sweater.
No problem.
Oh, he was very,
about
very nice. I chatted up with him last night.
I know
night.
You
I
did.
Showed you the picture.
Anytime you have Lee on, you've had great success, by the way, with Lee.
Really have.
Having Lee on in front of you with the pictures.
Yep. We almost got to Floyd last night, too, when Money Mayweather was down there.
He was there for the show. He must have a home down here. He's got to have a home. With the money he has, he probably got a home a lot of places, right?
Yeah.
You know why?
Is it him that you
because
don't like, or is it – oh, no, it's the Paul brothers you don't like.
No,
as far as boxers, right?
I love Floyd Mayweather.
Okay. The
Floyd Mayweather,
the Paul brothers you don't like.
Floyd Mayweather has learned through personality and talent without getting hit a lot to make more money than anybody.
Best marketer of all time, right?
As good as there is.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Still can show up and find a way to make millions of dollars against some and play along with any games
some
any
UFC
brothers
guy
might
like
have.
Conor
anything.
McGregor,
anything.
Did he fight one of the Paul brothers?
Yeah.
He did, right?
Remember? They said he held him up because he...
by the way, that fight's getting closer, that Tyson-Paul fight. Tyson is like... You see him, he's like a maniac in the gym. Assuming this thing is real, I don't know. Is it scripted? Is it real? I don't know.
They can give him another $2 million to take it easy on him and not. I don't know.
I mean, what is it? You think Tyson's going to go in there and just break this guy? Because he probably could.
Yes, I'm guessing those punches probably don't hurt like they used to, but they still, he could not. I've seen those workouts, and yeah, I'm guessing some of those punches on the chin would do you in.
Yeah, I mean, but on the flip side, like, is this, what's Jake Paul, 20-something years old? He's going to beat up on a 60-year-old?
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, that's a crime in most places,
and
man.
And the longer this goes, the more trouble Tyson's in. No question about it. Father Time is not going to be nice to him.
How many
if he
rounds?
Not, he needs
gotta
going
go
to,
down inside of two.
He needs to go in there and do what he did to most of the opponents when he was fighting early on, where they were lasting less than a minute, and then just end it. All right. Atlantic Men's Clinic wants to help you take care of a serious problem that all men will go through sooner or later. That's a fact. So if you want to make fun of somebody, make fun of me, because I had low T and ED, man. It was terrible. Oh, my God. Embarrassing, terrible, from energy level. And by the way, when the energy's down and you're tired, you don't want to do anything. And so the only thing I still did a good job of was eating all the wrong stuff too. And next thing you know, you're about 265 going, wow, look at that belly. And then some of the clothes, you're going, oh, I just tried to, that was like a year ago. Oh my God, I can't, they don't fit anymore. Listen, and following that is ED. Sex drive is gone. And if you're going through a combo or one of them or both of them, most likely both of them, if you were honest, you need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They'll take care of and clean up. This is what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. ED and low T, that is their specialty for you. Do what I did. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I did it 7 months ago. Thank you. Results weren't good. They were great for me. And, boy, I'll tell you what, your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They're helping a lot of men out there. They got great programs for you. They'll get to the bottom of it, and then within a few weeks you start feeling great. And you feel really good, and all of a sudden you're going. It's really up to you. It starts, the guys get it in their 40s, 50s, 60s. Everybody's a little bit different. But sooner or later, you will have low T and ED. That's a fact. It gets everybody. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. If you're serious about getting rid of it, I'm going to give you a phone number. I want you to call them and meet with them. 877-455-7300. The first meeting, the most important one, starting with this phone call. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Guess I'm gone.
Mill penis.
In my mind.
Oh, yes. In my mind, everybody's going to Mill Penis or Marysville, California. There's no question about it. In my mind, you go to one of the M's.
And I mean, if you go to either one of those places, you're going to be in a very good place. I don't know about Marysville, because Marysville's, I think you got a little crime going on there, a little something.
Yeah, we got some problem. We're that, you know, the one town in between, like Yuba City's considered to be a nice area. Yeah. Actually, parts of Roseville. Roseville's a nice place.
Yeah.
And then Orville and Chico's been able to keep a really good reputation, but Marysville is where they
dump everybody.
Yeah, it's a little different area.
Well, so Milpitas has changed down, because we're just a pass through to get to Silicon Valley. They put the big highways through there, and
So we got agriculture around us is the great savior, but I a lot of retirement, as you know, a lot of people a little bit older still staying in that house from. Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. Enough of that Northern California. So how you holding up, man?
I'm busy. Good. Everything's good, yeah. Just running around, doing stuff. And
I got to say this. I did a little bit today, and it had nothing to do with how bad Jimmy and Bam were last night in the Heat game.
Well,
how do you explain? Those guys have one field goal each, as good as they are.
You know what? I had some friends over, and we were just kind of – well, we had a little card game last night. And so we were going to – half in, half out, and I'm watching the first half. going, oh, yeah, look, the Heat are playing pretty good. They're doing all right.
A good first quarter.
And then they went to the Pat Riley deal, which was pretty cool. But I didn't really get to – I would have liked to have heard it because I love Pat, you know, and everything that he's done. I mean,
About Pat Riley because he's got some old school in him.
And going back to the Lakers and all that.
And
having him come here and getting to know him. And you're right. He's old school. And so I love that about him. And, you know, they honor him with this. I think maybe that ceremony took the, kind of got the guys off. I'm using that as an excuse that, you know, maybe the guys got a little wayward on the
Why they got their ass kicked in the third quarter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no.
All of a sudden, I look up and they're down by 20. What happened?
Yeah, you know? Well.
Bam happened in
Bam won field goal and Jimmy won field goal. Right? That's hard to do.
That really
is. That's almost like Waddle and Tyreek Hill having one reception.
Well, there you go. I mean, hope they're not getting the Dolphin and the flu or something down there. You know,
you hope that can't. And
I was expecting Bam. You know, he's the new 3-point guy. Expecting him to drop some bombs out there, you know.
They if they're open, they've been told. I think every one of those five guys is gonna fire it up.
So basketball in general has become a 3-point game. I'm even talking about the WNBA. You know, I made it through a few minutes of some of those games, and they can shoot some 3-pointers now. They can't do anything in the paint, but they can shoot 3-pointers. And now in the NBA, it seems like
I think analytics. You know,
Strikes again
and says, hey, instead of all those mid-range shots, dunk, get the highest percentage, gets a layup.
Or kick it out.
And, or open three, you take all day.
Yeah, yeah. Which kind of, you know, to me it's, you know, sports change in, you know, we're seeing different rules in football and in basketball now it's the three-point shot, and which to me is, it's okay. I mean, I'd rather have – I'd rather see some pick and rolls. I'd rather see some, down.
I like all the old school stuff.
The big guys backing in, backing down guys.
You see hard fouls, too.
I like that.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like all that stuff.
That's why you like Riley so much. Riley's teams in New York, and we're pounding people. Boy, the old game was crazy. Hey, Bo, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We got a lot of Tua talk. C.J. Beathard. So C.J. Beathard was actually released, and we picked him up to put him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Because you can't go practice squad.
The grandson of Bobby Beathard?
Yes.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
He is a grandson.
Bobby Beathard's the guy that drafted me. If it wasn't for Bobby, I probably wouldn't – I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you.
A lot of people knew.
May not be a bad thing, but –
we're at that age, man. We got to hang together.
Hollywood's rubbing off on me.
Whenever you take a shot,
you got to take advantage of it.
But just keep poking them, Bo. Yeah. Keep poking them.
Stop poking the bear. Right?
We have yesterday. We finally got a chance to spend time with Lyle and Glenn Blackwood.
Yeah.
Would you admit they were the two greatest pranksters? They were great safeties.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd start telling stories of some of stuff. And they were behind a lot. And they put a lot of time into making sure they were good ones. And they also, you brought up yesterday, they really helped keep the team loose in a time where, like, shoot, there was so much pressure to win and be your best and be mentally into it. They found a way to loosen things up where guys could still have some fun.
You could even, you know, they would even do something during the middle of a game. You're in a tight situation, their team's driving downfield, and they do some stupid thing, and you just kind of loosen you up, you know, and then you go. But, when we talked about him, I've been around since 1976, so I came in with Jake Scott and Dick Anderson, one of the great safety tandems for my first year. Yeah,
I didn't know them.
The great safety tandems, and then you get Lyle and Glenn, and they're very much like Jake and Dick, maybe not from an athletic standpoint, but from the way they played the game. They played it with smarts. They know how to dissect everything.
Right.
And you could see, Glenn, they weren't fast, but you could see, like Glenn, they would see formation. All of a sudden, they'd see the huddle break, and they'd get a tip on something. Then they'd see formations, and they'd cheat a little bit. That made up for that maybe 0.2 seconds that they weren't fast enough and give them an edge, and then you go back to Louis Oliver and Gino. It was it Who was
that? Louis Oliver played with the guy from Florida, second-round pick.
Yeah, exactly. And so they were a great team. So the Dolphins,
anything with Louis Oliver
Dolphins really have had a good legacy.
Louis could have played any time. He was old school.
Good legacy of safety combinations.
Yeah,
you know?
But
they were one. But they were the. I mean, from a prank standpoint, no one better.
We got to get caught up on business. We're gonna have Brian Baldinger from Odyssey NFL Insider is gonna join us for a few minutes at 9 o'clock here, and then Bo and I got a bunch of Dolphin stuff. So don't go away. We'll get you caught up on everything out at camp and what to expect. Tua Tagovailoa.
You can't turn on the TV without seeing Tua right now.
Oh, you knew that.
All over the place. Plastered.
They're breaking down yards, fewest in this 5-game span, and when he's playing, and now everybody's giving their opinion how much better this offense. It has to be.
Orlovsky's going to teach him how not to step outside of the end zone, right?
He always leaves that out, though, because he has become the quarterback specialist of ESPN. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this.